Welcome to Anchored and Alive, seasonal nervous system support for women who are ready to stop forcing growth and start living in rhythm with their own energy. I'm Blaze, and each week we explore emotional steadiness, burnout recovery, boundaries, and self-trust in ways that honor the season that you're actually living in. Here, we choose soothing, sustainable growth without the hustle, hype, or self-abandonment. Let's anchor in and come alive. Hello. This week, we're going to talk all about self-trust and how we can kind of set ourselves up to cultivate it without it feeling like a drag or something that's really difficult to do, and in a way that really builds us up. I think in this time of year, I like to think about how I'm supporting myself and the ways that I'm stretching and growing. And I look at all of the projects that I've started and all of the goals that I've had for myself that I started just a few weeks ago or a few months ago. So what started out as all of my dreams, like getting ready for my garden and figuring out how I'm going to be putting it together and all of that stuff, is all starting to come together. Getting out more, being more disciplined, I guess, about going out for walks and this vision I had for myself as someone eating healthier and getting more daylight and being out in the world and interacting with people, all of that stuff is starting to happen. And the way that I can take care of myself so that I can keep showing up for that and have the energy for it really has a lot to do with how consistently I show up for myself and the ways that I interact and, I don't know, reach out to people or preemptively set myself up for success. So I know in some previous episodes, I've talked about some of the habits that I have that I've cultivated over time that have helped me make my life run smoother. And I want to share them again because I think this is a great time of year for setting yourself up to just have a smoother experience and more happy experiences with your life overall. One of the things that I like to do as I'm planning is every time I have a good idea about something that I want to do but I'm not ready to do yet, is to send myself a message to the future or write it down somewhere so that I don't have to think about it anymore and it's not taking up a lot of my time or space. I really love the future emails that just show up when it's supposed to or they pop up on a calendar as a reminder because it's timely. It lets me have the idea. It lets me send it out to the time where I know that it's appropriate or I should be thinking about it, and then I don't have to worry about it anymore. So something that came up recently was, okay, now it's time for starting seeds. In another month, it'll be getting warmer and it'll be time to actually be putting these babies outside and letting them grow. We're going to avoid the frost by having waited long enough to not get started so that they'll be okay. So it's exciting now to take the time this weekend to put my hands in the dirt and set things up. But I knew I needed to do that. So not only did I know I'm starting the seeds this week, but the email last week was about, okay, it's time to make sure that you've got all your little seed kit starters, like the little peat moss things that grow with water when you add it and they go and get big and your seed goes in them and they grow. Making sure that I've got all the containers and that I've set up the sunroom so that it's ready to have them out there. And as I'm, you know, getting started, I'm going to be working with them every day, but I'm going to want to remind myself again to the future when it's time to start bringing them out into the sunshine and let them get a little bit of wind and movement in their life as well as the temperature so that they don't get shocked when they move out. I think of that and then I think of myself and go, you know, the times that I grow the best is when I give myself that kind of nurturing as well, is to recognize that every time I try something new, I also need time to adjust to new circumstances, to adjust to new routines, and to have some leeway for shock and to not go out into a hurricane, but to go out a few days and notice what it feels like to have some breeze on me before I'm asked to go out and go into 50 mile an hour winds. So I think it's important in life to know what you might be facing and to give yourself a chance to prepare for that. And that can allow you to trust yourself a lot more, that you have the ability to handle a lot of things because you're giving yourself like tiny bites and tiny steps to do rather than diving in without a plan or with absolutely zero preparation. I love going in with zero preparation, but I found that in actuality, I don't. I like the idea of it. I love the thought that maybe I could dive into any project and just figure it out as I go along. And I I think maybe I did a lot more of that in my 20s, just flying by the seat of my pants. And part of it was just not having that much experience. So why not? I had all the energy and I could definitely do a lot more backflips and corrective measures than I have any interest in doing now. So part of me honoring the season that I'm in is going, I don't have the energy for that and I don't want to deal with it. And I find that exhausting and irritating in a way that, you know, it was irritating before, but I could handle it. And now I just don't want to. And I don't have to. And I have the resources to not have to. And so I've changed. This is a time to experiment with yourself and give yourself the space to grow and to push and to actually set into motion everything that you've already started. And it's also a time to tend to yourself and to tend to these projects. So I find that right now, this is in an interesting way, kind of like a pruning season where I'm realizing that I don't want everything. I only want some things and I want to be able to do them decently enough that I'm not frustrated constantly. I'm still creating room for error. I always know that whatever, you know, the best laid plans, right? Something will always go wrong. It won't all come out perfect. So I want to have enough things going that something good can come of them. But I also want to have enough energy to take care of the things that I've started. So this is when I'm starting to go, you know, I don't need a hike twice a week. I really just enjoy, you know, going out with my brother on Tuesdays and we'll go hike around the res and it's going to be great. And the water is lovely and I get to look at it and sometimes we'll hear owls and it makes me feel very good. But I don't need to do it more than once because I just don't actually have the space in my life for that. Being able to say yes to myself and give me the things that I want without overwhelming myself with them has cultivated a sense in me of ease, of feeling really comfortable in my life and like I'm no longer pulling the rug out from underneath myself. It sometimes still gets pulled out from under me, but usually I'm not the one doing it anymore. And because of that, I feel pretty nice in a way that I really didn't always. So I ask you, what are the things in your life that would help you to start building a little bit more trust in yourself and your process? When I'm working with people in the Anchored and Alive course, we really go into how our daily routines work and what things we're going to do already anyway. And we really not dissect them, but we look at them and see what things are in common and how we can build upon who you already are and enhance all of that so that it becomes even more supportive of the things that you want to do. We also look at the spaces that you're in and cultivating spaces that make what you want to do easier and creating systems and relationships and conversations, all of it layered on top of each other so that you're able to get where you want to go with a lot less difficulty. I love setting up life to be easy. I love setting it up to be enjoyable and really giving myself lots of little hits of joy throughout the day. I want to set up my office so that I feel really lovely going in there and I feel at home and creative and calm and like it's clear and spacious enough for me to feel creative. I also love looking around and seeing little hints of inspiration and things that my friends have given me that really light up my day. I'm surrounded by plants in there. Everything about that really speaks to my soul and supports me in being who I am and feeling like alive and tending to things in real time. I look out and I have this nice view of the woods from where I am. It makes me feel really nice. I've got a really cozy corner chair that I can spend my mornings in or do my reading or my knitting in, and the cat can come sit in my lap. So everything I've done in that room is 100% set up to make my creative and professional life easier and more streamlined and more possible. When you look at your life, you have places like this too, where you thrive more than others. Like it might be your kitchen, it might be your living room. There's a place where you gravitate to that just feels like it's more your corner. What would it be like to set yourself up even more, like in another area, or even enhance that to be even more conducive to what you want? And it's interesting because I think in all these different areas of our lives, we want and desire a different kind of stimulation or experience in those areas. So what I love in my office about being clear and organized so I can work is not what I want other places. Like, I want to have a community area where we get together and watch TV. I want to have access to snacks. I actually prefer dim lighting in any area where we're going to watch like TV or anything on the screen. So it's a very different feel in that room versus in my office where I like want all of the windows open and bright and all of that sunshine coming in. So you can think about that too and say, oh, I can set myself up for success in lots of different areas of my life. They don't all need to be the same, but I can be conscious of it. And I can also see what other people need and how those needs overlap and how we can accommodate each other or enhance each other. There are lots of things that I wouldn't have thought of that my husband does automatically or has set up that I'm like, oh, that's so efficient and so wonderful. I'm so glad that I know him and that he takes care of some of these things. I love his ideas on how to just set up the pantry and all of the anything that's about efficiency and knowing where things are. He's so good at that organization and I love it. And I've, you know, grown from knowing him and applying that to my life. You have that as well. Here's another thing about trusting yourself is giving yourself lots of opportunities to prove yourself right or to realize that you did things the way that you wanted and they went well. I think it's important that we kind of congratulate ourselves or call out all of the good things that are working so that we don't miss them or not notice that they're happening at all and either get down on ourselves and stop before something truly has gotten a chance to get going. So there's a danger, I think, if you don't acknowledge everything that you've done or what seems to be going well, that you can think that it isn't going well or that it's not going fast enough and you can sabotage or give up on something that just hasn't quite sprouted yet. I've learned to give a lot more space and time for projects than I initially would like to see happen. Sometimes I actually seem to work on a time scale of years and not, you know, minutes and hours. Everything I work on, I tend to cycle back and work in cycles. It's actually why I'm so into this seasonal work, is that's how my whole life has always functioned, is moving in a cycle, moving through that cycle, understanding it, digesting it, and visiting it again, noticing how it changes over the years, noticing how it changes over the days and months and weeks. I love that. I thrive in that. And it has allowed me to notice that things sometimes need space and time, and sometimes they call for more than you would like. If you know that, and you build in these moments where you can look back and assess, hey, what might be going better than I think it is, it can catch you before you walk away from something that actually has a lot for you. And that might be really delicious and wonderful and good and nourishing. This is a season where I start to analyze a little bit about where I seem to be going and what seems to be working already and what might need a little bit more effort. When I do that, I'm practicing this back and forth with myself about feedback without judging myself and without worrying about the results yet. And that lets me actually get a lot farther down the road as well. So I think when we look at our projects and we think, oh my God, I can't believe I'm not as far along as I hoped, we can also be honest with ourselves and go, did this project only really just get started? Have I only just decided that this is the one that I'm pursuing? And if so, maybe it's still in an early stage and I don't need to judge it against projects that people started years ago that might be already, you know, like if it was a tree that was planted 2 years ago, it's already a foot high and mine's still below the ground. There's no comparison there. Or if it is, you have to go back a few years to compare. You can't judge yourself so harshly if you're not really being true to what's really happening in the cycle that you're actually living in and inhabiting. So I think it's important to clarify what your intentions are for your projects and where things are going. And then when you do, it lets you kind of relax and enjoy the process. And I think that's a lot of what I think the enjoyment of life is getting really comfortable with your own processes. And I think when someone is really comfortable with their own way of doing things, you look at that person and spending time with them brings a kind of peace and joy to you. Like, they are who they are. You can tell that they're comfortable in their body and they're happy with what they're doing. And even if they're in a phase where they're angry or upset about something or something's going wrong, you can feel around that person that they're at ease with who they are and their process, and that they have faith in themselves that they're getting through it and they know how to do that. It's something that we all kind of want to embody, and we get there through kind of relaxing into who we are and knowing how we tend to handle things and how we want and enjoy handling things, and trusting that when we do it that way, the way that is best and truest for us, things do turn out all right. And there are times in my year where I do review, like, my whole life, honestly, like all of these experiences over the past year, over the past few months. How are things going with my daughter? What happened in my education that led to who I am now? And where can I go next? But I look at all of that and kind of see my whole big pattern and go, oh, okay, I can trust that I always want to learn things, that I'm always going to try to have deep conversations with people, that even when I have hard conversations, things work out. And here's the evidence. I have these friendships. This is how my relationship really is going with my daughter. And here's the fun things that we're doing. And I like pulling up all of these like little nuggets of evidence of things going well and things being nourished and things holding together really nicely. I think we all need that. It's such a balm and a support for us when we go through difficult times. We all are going to go through that. There's going to be storms in our life and there's going to be smooth sailing. And I think in the calmer times, when we look back and we're able to assess, if you gather all of those to you, those memories, those ideas, and those experiences are your support when you go through rough times. I think that when we give ourselves opportunities to try something new or say like, okay, this is like the two areas of life that I'm really going to try and keep track of right now. So I think tracking things in the spring, I find helpful. I don't find it helpful all year round necessarily, but tracking how much I'm doing stuff and what the results are and what's happening can be helpful now. When I gather all of that evidence, it helps me make better decisions later. So it's interesting that I'm not even tracking to find out what I'm doing right or wrong. It's really so that I can trust the whole process and understand what to prune later and what to expand on next. So I'm trusting myself that when I gather this data, I know what to do with it. All of that makes me feel really good about myself. And I know that when you do the same in your life and you look at all of your experiences as a whole, and you look at all of your relationships and all the things that you really love and cherish about yourself and the people in your life, all of that builds such a nice warmth of spirit in the heart and helps us keep going. And when you feel that, and when I feel that, I feel like it just stabilizes the energy of my entire year. And can you feel how nice that feels when you're like, oh, if I actually look at the big picture of my life and find the things that I know I can trust myself to do about who I am, not what I'm doing, but how I handle things, that can stabilize it so that when you're doing things, it all just goes on a much more even, smoother course than if we're scrambling or comparing or trying to push in ways that don't feel good. So I'm going to leave you with this. May you find the ways to stretch that feel really great right now. I hope that whatever projects you're working on, it's become clear to you where you really want to go with them, and that you're tapping into your own wisdom this week about where you want to go next and where you want to point that energy of yours towards, and that you enjoy the process because that's what's building all of your days. And that's awesome. Thank you for joining me this week. Next week, I think we're going to talk about how we can scale things or not scale things. I actually like talking about keeping things small because I find small things build, but when we try to build big things, it can be really difficult. So we'll get into all that next week. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you next time. Before you go, I wanted to let you know that I'll be holding a live summer solstice gathering on June 24th. If you're feeling the shift in energy already and you want a space to move through it with support, you're very welcome to join us. You can find the details on my website. Thank you for joining me this week. This podcast is one part of a larger seasonal ecosystem of support. Through the course and seasonal workshops, we move beyond ideas into sustained practical growth and rest cycles at a pace that your nervous system can truly integrate and trust. You can learn more at anchoredandalive.com whenever it feels right. Until next time, stay steady, and we'll meet here again next week.